You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Jackie Vakes now joins us to take a look at the marketplace. Jackie, thanks for being with us today. You always keep pretty close track of the numbers and the charts. What'd you see over the last month for June?
Well, I think it's interesting to always visit, you know, as to what the change is. So, spring wheat went down 20 this month, hard red 17.75, hard red soft wheat down 10, corn down 12.25, beans down 10.5, meal down $2.30, and oil down 35 points. So you can see a very negative trend there. And yet I would bet that there are people who think we went down a lot more than 10.5 cents on beans or 12.5 cents on corn. So it's always good to keep it in perspective.
Right. So I suspect many people would have thought there was a much larger drop in the month of June than that. So we started off the month of June fairly low in that case.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What did the managed money do over that time frame?
Well, I was just going to say that, Todd. I'm glad you asked because, you know, one of the things that we've noticed, of course, is managed money is short 75,000 corn. There was a point in time there where they get pretty close to that. They were in the 160 to 200,000 short 55,000 beans right now, long 53,000 meal, and short 89,000 oil. So we can see how much of an impact they have, you know, in the changes that they've made. But what they did was they've gotten rid of short positions, meaning that they were buying, they weren't selling. And so that gave us some stability in the market against all the selling that went on at the same time.
You know, next week I'm going to travel across the Western Corn Belt as I head out towards the Western United States, but I believe you traveled across the Delta region or parts of that this week. What'd you see and what states were you in?
Well, we headed over to Alabama where our kids live, and so we came across Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee, and then down to Alabama, and oh my gosh, I mean, when you get into the flatlands of Missouri, you know, parts of Missouri are nothing for row crops, but you get into the flatlands, the corn and the beans were just outstanding. Everything's tasseling. Everywhere you look, it's just extremely high population stands and everything just as flat as a board across the top. I mean, I would call it ideal in that respect. When you get into Kentucky, you see some of that, but not nearly as much. You see more water standing in some places. They had just had a big rain before we came through a very bad, bad situation. A lot of people were out of power, but it didn't seem to have knocked any crops down at all. Tennessee looked the worst of all of them. Of course, this is only from the interstate. They had very small beans and nobody looked good. A lot of guys looked kind of yellowish, and we really haven't seen a ton of crops down here in Alabama, but I was impressed with those Missouri crops. I couldn't hardly believe it. It looked like Illinois.
Any reports from your clients across the Corn Belt that are worth mentioning today?
Yeah, well, we know that, you know, we're still struggling with this pocket of wet stuff that's up there in the northern Iowa, you know, Mason City area and southern Minnesota and parts of South Dakota. And our client in Minnesota had 8 inches of rain overnight last night. He said it was just absolutely unbelievable. You know, of course, that's all going to run off, but it does a lot of damage. And we won't know any of that until we get further down the road. But those are all things that will factor in after a while, you know, when we're actually looking at harvesting. Not a nice situation at all.
Have you teased anything out of the weekly crop progress reports that's worthwhile?
Well, I think it is. I would hope our clients think it is, or our listeners. The top five rated corn states were Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, and Nebraska. You notice that we don't have Iowa or Indiana in there. The worst were Texas, North Carolina, Kansas, Missouri, and Pennsylvania. And when you look at the bean crop, highest rated Wisconsin, Kentucky, Nebraska, Illinois, and Tennessee. And the worst were Missouri, Louisiana, Kansas, North Carolina, and South Dakota. And so, you know, even though they're having problems in some places with too much water and stuff, we're not really seeing like Iowa coming into these numbers or even Indiana coming into these numbers. I just think that I can speak to Wisconsin. All right. Normally in Wisconsin, we believe in corn knee high by the 4th of July. This year, there's corn up there that is hip high. where I live. And I didn't grow up in the Madison area, which is where they raise a lot of grain. I grew up in Derry area, and the beans are just outstanding. So for Wisconsin, I mean, it's just hard to even believe that it's possible. And so, you know, it's one of those things. I think we have to ride this out and see once what the weather does.
Any years that you're thinking you should compare this one to?
Well, we hear a lot of meteorologists right now, Todd, that are saying that 2018 is a lot like 2012. Okay. And I know that gets a lot of people really excited. And so I thought, you know, I'm known to be Debbie Downer at times. I thought I better bring in some of the good comparisons that there are that are out there. And Dr. Cordonnier, who I spoke with yesterday, has been keeping track for 17 years now of soil moisture. And the big difference between this year and 2012 is the soil moisture. The soil moisture index that he uses rates this year's at 2.97. Now, that's better than the long-term average. That would be well above the long-term average. And if you look back at 2012, it was rated 1.89, which was actually off the bottom of the chart. It was the worst that he had seen since he had started actually collecting data. And so, you know, in years that we've seen situations where you've had this type of a circumstance, you know, with the high heat that we've had during pollination, you know, 2/3 of the time you ended up with either trend line yields or just slightly below trend line yields. 1/3 of the time you actually ended up above trend line yields, which I thought was really, really interesting. 2012, the crop ratings that we just had here for the first week of July were 45% good to excellent for beans and 48% good to excellent for corn. And we know this year we're at 76% good to excellent and 71% good to excellent on beans. And so it's, I think it's a worthwhile thing to think about, because it's so easy to get so into the idea that we're going to see the kind of prices that we saw back in 2012, but we're not really sitting in the same circumstances we were back then.
Finally, anything out of Brazil? I know you watch that closely.
Oh, that place is such a mess. Their problems just keep on going on and going on and going on. The independent truckers right now, you know, we talked last week about how this government freight rate that they set in order to get this truck strike over is just wreaking havoc with the country. And so the independent truckers, they say their hauls are down 80% a week. In other words, they dropped from 300 a week by 80% down to 60. And the commercials, like ADM, have just chosen to cut back their hours and wait it out until freight rates are settled, because of the fact that, as an example, to haul freight for 70 miles to the port, the cost went from 87 cents a bushel up to $1.31 a bushel. And you can see why they're really not jump up and down excited about moving anything. So this is just horrid for the economy. I mean, the independent truckers are just having a heart attack. And the unfortunate part is the next scheduled meeting to even discuss these freight rates isn't until August 27th. That's a long ways out there. So, you know, the farmer himself is really getting squeezed. You know, the beans that he sold in May when we were really high are supposed to be going to the ports. Well, they can't get people to haul them, or they've got to pay an unbelievable amount to haul them. And so the silos need to get emptied, because we got Safrina corn coming on. And on top of that, this new freight rate, of course, is going to add to any costs that they want if they're hauling grain. And it's depressing the prices that the companies are going to pay. Now, right now, I have a lot of farmers saying, oh, the prices are so high down in Brazil that they're going to just drive our prices up. There's no question about that. And the prices are high right now, just like it happens around here. You know, if they really want your product, if they're begging for your product, they're going to be willing to pay a high price. But at the other side of the rainbow, you find yourself paying back. In other words, getting a much, much lower price to make up for the difference. And so, you know, I'm going to wrap up by just saying, you know, we're the best option right now. And my concern, of course, is our clients. This is going to get settled, and grain is going to move again. There's just absolutely no question about it. I hear people say all the time, oh, it, you know, nothing's going to happen until next year. But the reality is we're in a world market, and next year's crop starts in January down in South America. I should say, I'll wrap up twice because I want to say happy 4th to everybody.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time and hope you have had a good 4th of July too.
You too.
That, of course, is Jackie Vakes. She is with Stuart Peterson.